Good afternoon, good evening, or good morrow, depending on where in the world you are tuning into this show. All right, guys, this is our Wednesday show. I took a couple Wednesdays off, but I'm back. This is I was just on a show the other day, and the host is a friend of mine, and we've done shows together a few times in the past, so you guys will recognize him. Some of you know who he is. Some of you probably listened to his show. And we were talking on the show, and I said, you know, you have me on your show. You should come back on mine. He said, you know what? That's a great idea. And we were talking, and we had the topic ready to just go right after it. So we said, we had it all figured out. Let's do this. So this week I have Augie Nost with us over here, guys. And some of you know who he is. Some of you don't. And for those of you who don't, he's going to give you a quick rendition of that, because I'm sure you guys know him. His show is bigger than mine. So Augie, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, this is just me sitting down here cooking in Tucson, where it's 110 degrees yesterday, and I think we're going to get close again today.
Yeah, that's one of the things I don't miss about being in Arizona. I was in Queen Creek, and I think it's like that was, I think it was 110 to 114 or something yesterday. Yeah, that's just the way it is. Here it's only 100 degrees. It's been mild. Normally, I'm over here in the state's capital. I'm actually in Carmichael, but I'm 5 miles from the state capital, Sacramento, in California. And usually here, the temperature is only about 2 to 3 degrees lower than the temperature in Arizona when I was in Queen Creek. So I'm lucky this year that we have only had one day that was 107. That was it so far. That's the hottest day of the year, so we're lucky over here. Okay, so give them your background. Give the world your background for those people who don't know who Augie is. Tell them about yourself and give the whole spiel, buddy.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm not so sure exactly where to start, but like the joke goes, you know, I was born at an early age.
Right.
I was born back in Norway, in Northern Europe, back in the Dark Ages, and I was on a farm there, and got a farming education, but I knew that wasn't what I wanted to do, so at the age of 25, I left the country, came to the United States to go to flight school. I did that, and I became a flight instructor, and multi-engine instructor, instrument instructor, and aerobatic instructor, and I don't know, I did a lot of things in the aviation field for 23 years, but when you do too much of things, you always seem to burn out. And I did, and I started doing other things and started mind development and researching what is the mind capable of doing, and started looking into quantum mechanics. And I found that what we see around us is not really the real thing. I found out what's behind the curtain. And I had a universal download somewhere along the line, and I found out a little more about what the universe is all about. And now I left Omaha and came down to Tucson in 1999, and I, within just a few months, I ended up with two TV shows I was hosting and producing, and we did that. And now I got two radio shows that I'm doing, and the journey goes on, I suppose. There is a little more to it, but that's not necessary to talk about.
Right. So the two shows that you are doing, what are the names of those shows, and where can people hear them?
First of all, one of them is Broadcast Team Alpha. That is at www.broadcastteamalpha.com, and we are doing video shows and interviewing some really interesting people. And I got another one. It's called Universal-Consciousness-Show.com. And there my co-host is over in Germany, and incredible lady. And on the Broadcast Team Alpha, I have another incredible co-host, and that is Nori Love. And she is, you can see her on, if you go to the site, you'll see some of our shows, and you'll understand why I say she's incredible.
Yeah, so guys, when does your show air? Are they on the same time slots?
It's the Universal Consciousness Show is on Mondays at 11 o'clock California, 2 o'clock in the afternoon East Coast time. And Broadcast Team Alpha is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon California time and 8 o'clock in the evening East Coast time.
Is that on Monday as well?
Say again?
Is that on Monday as well?
No, that is on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wednesdays. And I've also written a couple of books, actually, and that is what I'm on the speaking circuit. I'm being interviewed on radio stations from around the world. They want to find out what's in these books, and I talk a lot about that. I talk about consciousness and teaching people how to use their mind in ways that they normally would think was impossible.
Nice. What's the name of your book?
It's Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness.
Nice. See? We'll have to talk about that. I'll have to have you back. We'll have to have you on the show to talk about that a couple of times, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just get right into today. What is going to be the beginning topic? What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I know these are strange times, and a lot of people hurting out there.
Right.
And a lot of times they are hurting because they don't have the knowledge of what to do to not hurt.
Right.
That could be anything from medical problems, that could be financial problems, and it could be just about anything. But in order to really find out what's going on in this world, it will help to find out what we are.
Yes.
If we understand what we are and who we are, we can better deal with the world around us, because there's ways we can actually brainstorm with that universal or the self-aware universal consciousness out there, and we can get some brilliant ideas on how to do things so to it will work to our advantage. And you know, everybody out there, I think, has seen the movie The Matrix.
Yes.
And I tell you, the guy that, or who the people were that wrote the script for that movie, they knew something.
Yes, I agree. They had to, right? I agree with you 100%. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I tell you, there is a guy named Dr. James Gates. He's a theoretical physicist. And he spent his whole life, pretty much, trying to figure out the universe. And he says now that he has discovered a form of computer code embedded in the equations of supersymmetry that describes fundamental principles and particles. Now, atoms, electrons, protons, neutrons, and so on, you know, those are the ones.
Right.
And we are made of those particles. So if there is computer code in the fabric of space, why is it so hard to believe? Look at it. DNA have computer code in it.
Right.
So all organic material has DNA. And DNA has those particles, the electrons and protons and so on too, in it. So those particles that has the computer code in it is in us. So what does that mean? Well, let's summarize it up. Someone or something with consciousness placed that computer code in the fabric of space we are existing in. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. We are in some form of a computer program.
Yeah, and you know that I've talked about that as well on my show, that a lot of our reality is actually not real. It's an illusion.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the way it is in the universe. So that begs the question of what and who are we, right?
Yeah, that's the $64 million question. You see, Dr. James Gates, anyway, he found this computer code, like strings of ones and zeros. It's a special kind of computer code. That special kind of computer code was invented back in the 1940s by a scientist named Claude Shannon. And that is why they find it deep down in the string theory, which is as close as you can get to explaining the theory of all in the universe. And the combinations of code are too symmetrical to be random, so it is definitely a form of computer-coded existence we are living. So then we go back to your question, who did it?
Right. What's the theory behind that?
Well, I personally think, and I just don't even think anymore, I know that there is a self-aware intelligence that created this universe, and we are part of that self-aware intelligence. We are an offshoot off of that. We have this self-aware computerized spark of life that we call it our life, but it is more like an existence, because life, that is a different thing. But the existence that we are living is somewhat organized and predetermined, I have found.
Yeah, so in some ways, I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah. If we know that we are creating everything around us, that means that we are in control of everything that we do. And it is caused by what we allow to dwell in our mind. If we continuously think about negative things, garbage, drugs, crime and stuff like that, a subconscious mind will keep feeding us that stuff and we will get drawn to it. If we think of positive things, good health, and wonderful things, we're going to get drawn to that. So especially for those of those people that maybe has an illness or is sick, they keep thinking about, let's take it just the worst kind we can get. Let's say we got cancer. Mm-hmm. We keep thinking about, oh, that cancer, I got to cure the cancer. If you ask the subconscious mind, I got to keep curing that cancer, I got to cure the cancer. The subconscious mind says, okay, I'll keep it right here so you can keep curing the cancer.
Right, right. Positive thinking, we positive affirmation. Yep.
You got to change your thinking. We know we got cancer. Don't dwell on it anymore. Now we bury ourselves in the problem-solving process. And we now start visualizing healthy tissue. Keep telling yourself that I love you, I love you. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Even Albert Einstein, a year before he died, he said in an interview, I have studied the universe and I've come to one conclusion, that the whole universe is made from love.
There you go.
The vibration of love.
Right. Agreed. And, you know, I've been trying to tell people, you know, that's like, you know, the secret, you know, the movies in the cassette or the, you know, the recordings of that where they talk about positive affirmation and getting everything out of the negative out of your mind. And when that came out, my brother said to me, that's what our father has been teaching us our whole life. And I said, I know, right? He was very aware of that. And so I agree with you, because the positive thinking, sometimes the people who are in denial do better than the people who are not, because they don't think about that. Like you said, if you dwell on having cancer, then you're you get what your intentions are. And I tell people this all the time, intent. So you have to have good intentions. So you have to clear your mind, and if you're unhealthy, don't think about being unhealthy. Like Augie just said, you have to put the thoughts into your mind of being healthy, of the way it was. Now, when I was younger, I was heavy, and I turned out to be a problem with my thyroid. You know, everybody goes, oh, every fat person has a thyroid problem, and ha ha ha, fat man, you know. But I actually did. My body metabolism is European. And I'm in America where everything's weaponized and you get fat. Everybody in America gets fat because of the food they eat. So I was overweight, and I decided I wanted to lose weight. And so I was working out and I was exercising, and I projected myself thin in my mind. I am thin. I am thin. I am skinny. I am not heavy. And I wrote notes to myself, sticky notes, and put them all over the place that had positive affirmations. Even when I was laying down on the bench press looking up at the ceiling, I had put positive affirmations on the ceiling, right? And so I said things like, you're getting stronger, you are strong, you are healthy, you are thin, you are in great shape, your cardio is fabulous. And guess what? Those things came to fruition, and I ended up 270 pounds, and I was solid muscle. I was built like a football player. I was built like a bodybuilder. At least that's what I was doing at that time. Okay, so that was where I stayed, and then I dropped down to 203, and I was when I got married at 25. I weighed in 203 pounds, stayed that way into my 30s. Okay, and then as I started getting older, I didn't work out as much, and I was just working, and I started gaining weight, and I ended up getting up to about 300 pounds, but it was all mostly muscle, but I did have a belly. Now the positive affirmation is what you need to do, because that does work. They've proven, and I'll let you speak again, they've proven that they took people, kids, and said, okay, split you into two groups. You guys are group one, you guys are group two. Group one, I want you every day to imagine practicing basketball and shooting hoops with your basketball. But I don't want you to actually physically do it at all. And I want you to do that for a month. At group two, I want you to practice every day for an hour shooting hoops for a month. At the end of the month, they tested the kids' skills after they did the base test to see how good the kids were. And after a month, they tested the kids' skills to see who improved the most. And they found that they improved exactly the same percentage.
Yeah.
Okay, so those who mentally went through the motions literally gained the same skills as those kids who were out there on the court bouncing the ball and putting it up there.
Yeah, that's how the mind works, because there is no basketball. There is no basketball court. It's all happening in your mind. And whether you practice in your mind, you practice on the basketball court, gives the same effect.
Absolutely. I've been in martial arts since I was, I don't know, I think I was 8 when I started in martial arts, in mixed martial arts, my entire life. And I have learned that it's the same, you know, with everything, that I can think about martial arts in my head and practice in my head, and it's still the same. Even if I don't do it for a month, 2 months, where I'm actually working out and doing it, I do it in my head, and my reflexes are still just as fast, just as crisp. And if I go into spar with somebody, I'm not rusty in any way. Isn't that crazy? It does work.
Absolutely. I keep doing it too. In my mind, I don't practice anymore, but I do it in my mind, because martial arts got some phenomenal mind exercises in it that really teaches people discipline.
Absolutely.
And also how to walk around other people's minds so you know what they're going to do before they do it.
Absolutely. I agree. And I try to tell people that. That it, you know, there's only a finite amount of movements that the human body can do. So if you know, because you have a human body, you know everything that it's capable of. Therefore, you should be able to see another person, watch their body move, and know what they're going to do before they do it, because they're going to move a certain way. You have to move a certain way to do everything, a punch, a kick, a movement, everything. You have to load, your muscles have to load. And so if you recognize that, I don't look at people, they always teach people, look at their eyes, because their eyes will show where they're going to punch because they look at that. I don't look at a person's eyes. I played soccer, and when you play soccer, you watch a person's hips, because that way they move their hips is where they're going to go with their feet. Okay, so I learned that and applied that to martial arts. So I do the same thing. I look at a person's hips, and I stand there, and then I just use my peripheral vision. So if they try to throw a jab at me or hit me in the head, I have my peripheral vision, and I let my body react. And my body reacts, and I have really good reflexes because of that. So that's all positive affirmation, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about this cancer.
Yeah.
A lot, if people have cancer, and then they go and into prayer and said, God, please cure my cancer. You just said my cancer.
Yep.
You claimed it. You owned it. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that term. Tell rather the creator or whoever you're talking to, I am perfectly healthy and I have great gratitude for being so.
Yep.
Now you're talking a different language. The guy at the other end says, oh, wait a minute, you're not perfectly healthy, but okay, I'll grant you that. So you get the... See, this is why prayers hardly ever work, because you're not using the right language. The spiritual language is not one of words. It is one of gratitude, intention, emotion, vivid, colorful pictures, and love.
Yeah, and that is the most important thing. I agree with you. In fact, you know, it's funny that you bring that up. I literally just made a video that I haven't posted yet. I was working on it yesterday, and I actually called it love. So that's funny that you brought up, and we're talking about that today, and I was just on that subject, literally making a video that I called love, and because love is the way. And isn't that funny that we were on the same track there with our thoughts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it works. Now, there's other things that we can talk about as well, that you and I discussed, and that people out there, you know, if they have cancer, besides the mindset, there's other physical things that they can do, right? Things that we know of that they can ingest, right?
Yeah. That goes back to the old saying that God will give you the nut, but he won't crack it. We got to do our part to help out. So that's where, just because you pray, don't sit down and do nothing. Just do whatever you can to help. Right. Now that's when things start happening.
Right, and you know, we discussed off air that the chemo, which is their chemotherapy, which is their number one thing they try to do for cancers these days, especially if it's an end-stage cancer or close to, it only works, what, like 4% of the time, right? Something like that?
Even less than that, I think it's 3.2%, according to the Cancer Society's own website.
See, so you're irradiating yourself, which only 3% of the people are going to benefit from it, and the rest of you, it's going to just radiate you and kill you quicker. Am I wrong in that?
Yeah. Very often that they have some good results right away and say, oh, the cancer went away, you healed. No, you're not, because what happens is that when you get the radiation, then it breaks up. Or the chemo, it breaks up the cancer cells. Instead of having bigger ones, now you got thousands of smaller cells. And they fester in the body. They sit there for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. But the average over 5 years, that's when the survival rate is about 3%.
Yeah, see. 3.2%. Well, but, you know, I would say, you know, because you and I both know of several things that we can tell people to make or buy and take. But you also have to have that mindset. This is the important thing. So before we talk about that, I want to reiterate what Augie's saying, and what I've been saying is that your mindset is where you have, because if you're owning the cancer, like he said, then you're not going to beat it. You have to be steadfast. I am going to be healthy because I am healthy, and this will go away. And then you can heal yourself. Your body is a phenomenal thing that your immune system, if you get rid of all anything that's in your body that's a toxin, you know, what you put into your body is what your body has to work with. So if you're eating crap and you're eating this processed, genetically modified, high sugar diet that is America, you're going to be fat and you're going to have all of the stuff in your body that feeds cancer and makes cancer possible. So if you get rid of that, change your lifestyle and eat non-GMO, eat organic, you know, you don't have to go vegetarian or vegan or anything like that. You just have to make sure that everything you're consuming is natural, not processed, right? And you grow your own food if you can. If you don't have a backyard or a place to garden or something that you can grow in, even in your house, then, you know, try to get farmer's market stuff, you know, produce that's locally grown, that's non-GMO, that has not as many pesticides. All of that stuff counts. Am I wrong in that, Augie?
Absolutely. And let's give the listeners some meat.
Yeah.
I have been reading medical journals for a long time, doing reading from medical research in Europe and places like that, and just a novelty. The first cure for cancer that I found anywhere was given the Nobel Prize for in 1931. Dr. Otto Otto Warburg, he discovered that cancer grows in oxygen-deprived tissue. And any disease cannot survive in an alkaline body.
Right.
Cancerous tissue is acidic. Healthy tissue is alkaline. So when he discovered that, he says, oh, gosh, this is going to be simple. All you have to do is to alkalize the body and feed it with oxygen, and your disease will die. And Dr. Warburg was, I mean, he's got credibility. He was the director of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which is now called the Max Planck Institute for Cell Physiology in Berlin before the Second World War. Now, he discovered that cancer cells are anaerobic. They do not breathe oxygen and they do not absorb oxygen. So they cannot survive in a heavy oxygenated environment. If you submerge yourself in oxygen for 35% oxygen, let's say an oxygen chamber for 48 hours, kind of like what Michael Jackson was doing when he was sleeping at night, then all disease will die. Well, actually, that is made from virus or bacteria. And this goes back to the simple thing, and it's very simple to do, alkalize the body. And I do that myself, and I use baking soda. In the morning, I take half a teaspoon of baking soda. It brings my alkalinity up to about 8 plus during the day. And I check myself ever so often, and I don't take it all the time because I don't need to. I eat halfway decent. Right now, I'm back to one meal a day. I do. I take my supplements and my herbs and everything about noon, and then, I do have a cup of coffee, and then I eat one meal a day. And a lot of times, there are days when I have no cooked food at all. You know what happened to food when you cook it, right? You kill it. All enzymes are killed, and enzymes are so important for the body. But here is something that goes back to Otto Warburg. If you alkalize the body with a teaspoon of baking soda in the morning and one in the evening, or if you get your hands on alkaline water, Google that and you'll find places where you can get it. I take the baking soda, and that alkalizes my body. Now, my martial art master decades ago, he told me, if you do this one thing every day, you will never be sick. And I asked him, what is it? And he says, no, it doesn't work that way. First, you have to promise. So I promised. And he told me, take 20 deep breaths until you get dizzy. And then sit there, be slightly dizzy. And when your dizziness goes away, take another 10 breaths. So you stay slightly dizzy for about 3 to 5 minutes. That means that you are flooding the blood with oxygen. The blood gets everywhere in the body. It snuggles up to anaerobic bacteria in the body and it kills it. Guess what? This treatment, though, is a little tricky because it's very expensive. It's going to take you 5 minutes. That's all.
5 minutes, yeah. But, you know, guys, there's something to that because what he just said about, oxygen-rich blood. And so when you do that, you're obviously you're getting your oxygen count way up because you're starting to get a little dizzy, a little lightheaded. But that's a good thing to do. I agree with that. You know, that is a good thing. I'm going to actually start doing that because I didn't know that. It's weird that we never talked about that before. But I'm going to start doing that as well. Here, I don't know about there. Here, where I'm at here in California, the alkaline water is in almost every store. It's really popular out here, and you can get it anywhere. I go to any store here, and they have alkaline water there. So you can just buy it on the shelves. But when you do that, of course, then there's a carbon footprint because it comes in plastic. So there's alternatives to that as well. There's machines that you can buy, which I was unaware of until just a week ago. There's machines that you can buy that can make the water alkaline for you so you don't have a big carbon footprint. But like Augie said when we were talking off air, if you do that, you have to remember that the water doesn't stay alkaline for a great number of weeks or days or whatever. So you have to then drink it, pretty quickly because it will start to try and balance because water tries to balance itself.
Yeah. I would think if you buy it in plastic bottles, take it home, get it out of the plastic bottle into a glass jar and then keep it whatever you drink that day, and you can drink the rest the next day. But it doesn't store more than 4, 5, 6 days, and then it's gone down to about pH 7.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think they say
that here.
I think they tell you that in the in there that it's not a high. I think they say it's between 7 and 8 pH. So they're aware of that when they make it. So it looks like they make it stronger because they know by the time it gets on the shelf and people buy it that it's going to be down. Yeah. It's not going to be really, really high. So I agree with that. That could be something you could do, but if you made it, it would be better for you. There's, of course, like he said, the baking soda. And then you could also do colloidal silver. We talked about that too, right?
Yeah, and actually the alkaline water, it is H2O. But the thing about it is that there is a machine out there, it's called the Kangen water machine, that can get the alkalinity up to over 9 or above that. This is what they're saying anyway. And the thing is that the water is changed. The water, the bonding angle between H and O is changed to a wider angle. About I forget the angles now, but it's changed to a wider angle. So it is easier for it to be absorbed in the body as well, not just for the alkalinity, but you also absorb more of the water into the cells.
Right. And then also there's Ormus, which I make that and I take that every day. Except for right now because I'm making 3 batches, so I don't have any available right now because I ran out before I made some more. But, guys, that's a very high. That stays at a 9.6 or a 9.7 pH. It's what Ormus stands for. It's actually Ormes, but everybody says Ormus. It's orbitually rearranged autoatomic elements. And it's made from either spring water or purified water. And you have to use sea salt from the Dead Sea, and you mix that back in, and that's where you're getting your reconstituting the seawater. And then you take it's called washing soda, which is baking soda. It's instead of the sodium bicarbonate, it's sodium carbonate, and it's the same thing. It's just when you take the sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda, and you cook that, then that it drops the bicarbonate out, and it's just carbonate. But then what that does is when you add that to the water and you stir it, it takes the pH up to almost 10. But you don't want it to go above that. Sometimes you can get it too high. That's why I don't use any other chemicals, because when you make ormus, you should look into that, because a lot of people make it with lye and stuff like that, because you need something to be the catalyst to raise the pH. But with that, sometimes it raises it too high, and then you have to add vinegar to drop the pH down. The way I make it, what I was describing to you just now, is the ancient Egyptian method of making that. They used to call it Cleopatra's milk, because she used to bathe in it. So what it does is it gets the water, it takes all of the elements that are good for you out of the salt, and the salt goes back into the water, and it separates. And when you do that, you guys can look this up, then you have to wash it a few times to add water to it to get all the salt out. Once you do that, then you drain the water off of it, what you have left is ormus. And it is the pH stays, like Augie was talking about, at about a 9.6 or a 9.7, which then when you ingest that, you get all of these elements that are in the, you know, they call it white gold, and that this is like the most valuable elements in the universe, the building blocks of everything that we are. So when you ingest this, it gets into your system, and it raises the alkalinity of your body, and it gives you all of these nuclear elements that you need to use on your body to actually, you know, pretty much almost cure everything. So that's something to look into as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And what you just said there about creating ormus like this, we did something here in Tucson also that really proved that work, because a friend of mine, he had broken his neck, and his the central nerve was kind of repaired, I guess, but not all the way, because he had no feeling in his fingers. He did this for a little over a month, and a lot of the feeling came back to the fingers. So I have actually seen that work.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And if you guys go online, I was telling Augie when we were off air, if you go online and you look up these guys who are making ormus and taking it, like myself, I took pictures of myself, because I'm, I have a bald spot and I'm going thin up top, and my beard has gone all gray. So I took pictures before I started doing it. And when you take this stuff over time, it changes your DNA. There's guys that you can look at online who have done the same thing, and they've come back and said, look, this was me, you know, 2 years ago, and look at me now. And, you know, the guy has, he was almost bald, and he has a full head of hair. And he's like, I didn't have surgery, and I don't dye my hair. Another couple of guys have had completely white beards, and they were both were redheaded when they were younger. And they said, look, here's a picture of me, 2 years ago, and here's a picture of, you know, here me I am now. And their beard was now mostly red again. So, yes. You know, whether it anti-ages you, see, who was it? Emery Smith, who is an insider who worked on the machine that Nikola Tesla was working on, that was supposed to be, a machine to heal you. He says that how it works is when you get into the machine, it literally takes all the toxins out of your body. And if you take all the toxins out of your body, which is what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, goes into your body, and that's what gives you all the toxins. So if you take all those out, or you change your diet so that you detox, then your body will heal itself of any disease. Because and aging, your body sees aging as a disease. So these people who go and sit in this machine, and he's done it, he sat in the machine, he says it literally takes all the stuff out of your body, and by doing that, your body then will heal itself, and then you go back into normal life, and you start eating junk again, and you have to come back and do it again. And he says that the machine is in, I think he said New York, and all the rich and the elite know about it, the powers that should not be, and the presidents and all these people go and sit in this machine. So that's why if you look at even Donald Trump, when he was, when he first started in office, he was heavier, right? And he didn't look as healthy as he does today. Okay, something changed in that man, and this happens to all the presidents, and then after they get out of office, all of a sudden they start aging again. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a strange thing to think about.
It's a little tricky. And another thing is that knowing what we are, that we are all mind and not necessarily just physical blood and bones and hangnails,
right.
We are all mind, so we should also direct our mind, just like the guy In the mid-1950s, there was a guy coming over from China to New York for an exchange program. There was a university professor. And a U.S. professor went to Peking at the time, and, kind of like, talk about cultures and so on. And one evening, the Chinese professor went out with his colleagues and had dinner, and he got food poisoning and died. So he ended up at the morgue, and they start going through his papers, and they found that, no, something's wrong. So they called the ambassador and said, something's wrong here. This guy is 154 years old. And the ambassador, no, he's 154 years old. And they asked him, how can that be? Well, the ambassador told them, first of all, he only eat Chinese herbs and berries, and he knew he could never die. So his mind was right.
Yep.
I found also another guy that he was 256 in China when he died from an accident, and the government verified his age. This is what I write about in my book about spiritual science and higher conscious thinking and how to access the universal consciousness. I explain what I do. I am reversing my aging process because I'm 73. I got more energy than anybody I know. I work 12, 16 hours a day. Pretty much 7 days a week. You know, hey, I don't have a life, so I work. Mm-hmm. But this is, it's all explained in the book because it's really simple. I am doing exactly, or well, not exactly, but pretty much like the guy in China is doing. So right. This works because I have proven that 5 years ago when I, 4 years ago, I started looking a little ragged at the edges. But I have no gray hair, and I feel really good.
Well, you know, there was a thing that was going around Facebook for a while that said, post your first picture on Facebook from, when you first started on Facebook, and then post a picture of yourself now. So I did that, and I looked at the picture that I posted back in 2012 when I started on Facebook. And then I posted a picture of me today, and everyone said, wow, you're actually healthier looking today than you were back in 2012. And I looked at the picture and realized I am. I'm actually look younger today than I did in 2012. Even though my hair is gray on my face, right? And it wasn't then on my face then, but that's the only thing that makes me look older. But I look younger than I did then, even with the gray hair.
Well, that's your ormus, isn't it?
Yep.
And I tell you, though, gray hair is a function of copper deficiency and acidic body. Mm-hmm. So if you take ionic copper and also alkalize the body, that hair color will come back.
And I'm working on that. I told you that off air. I even have a friend of mine who I've known forever. She's my best friend. We were talking video chatting. She looked at me and she said, are you dyeing your beard? And I said, no, why? She said, your beard is coming in red. I said, yes, it is. I said, I'm aging backwards. I said, and I even told people that, I'm aging backwards. Your body wants you to be at an age at about 30 to 35 years of age. That's where your body will stay. You'll stay that way. If your body is properly balanced, you start to age regress because your immune system in your body thinks that that's a disease and it needs to be fixed.
See, science has figured out why people grow old and die. The main cause of it, there are many, but the main cause is because of the shortening of the telomeres at the end of the chromosomes inside the cells.
Yes.
And in my book, I explain how to avoid that, because once the cells are dividing themselves, a little bit of the end of the chromosomes are actually falling off. And when the cells have divided themselves a lot of times and the telomeres at the end of the chromosomes have shortened so much that there's nothing there anymore, then the end of the chromosomes start fraying and the cell cannot replicate itself anymore, and you get stuck with old cells in the body and you die.
See, that's sort of like a carbon copy of a carbon copy of a carbon copy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you end up with
degrade down. Yeah. So that's in the G cells, right? Now you can actually, they've discovered that you can actually help your body to replenish your G cells to where that you actually can start growing that end of the chromosome again, or keep the what you have so that you don't end up starting to age. And they and that the, there was a doctor Sinclair at MIT who discovered this. He was working with the group who discovered it, and it was the resveratrol. And that is the they found, they've discovered that in grapes, when you look at, when you we pick up grapes, especially the darker ones are the better ones, but when you pick up grapes and they have that little teeny powder on the outside that's almost like a you know, so like a little powder, and you rub it off, but well, that powder on the outside of that skin of the grape is what resveratrol is. And they found that that if you consume enough of that, it actually stops and it stops your aging process and actually heals the DNA so that you don't age, and it can even reverse that. So once they discovered that, the government took all of their stuff and went dark with it, but they're still working on it, and they haven't developed too much past that because they had all their money funded from the government, pulled from them. But the government went dark with it, and so he says, I'm sure that they have an anti-aging pill that they probably take. He said, because we're right there now, and we're doing this because I'm funding it myself. So you guys could look into that as well. But again, that's just oxygenating the cells and detoxing the body. So here's the recurring theme here that we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Yeah. And the other big part is the mind should be right. You should start understanding what you are. So to the point where you know you cannot die. Of course, we don't, even if we drop the body, we don't die anyway, but we can keep the physical body healthy. And when you start reversing the aging process, then also all age-related diseases go away. And once the government found out about this Nobel Prize that was given in 2009 to three doctors that show exactly how to reverse the aging process, and of course nobody told us about it because God knows, you know, you can't have that.
Right.
And
right, you know, the powers that should not be kept that from us, right?
Yeah, the Nobel Prize was given for this technology, and the pharmaceuticals found out about this, so they started doing experiments, and they created a product called TA-65, and it's a little expensive. It can probably set you back $300-$400 a month to do that. I'm a cheap guy. Yeah. I do it the way the guy in China did. That was 256 when he died from that accident, and it's spelled herbals. And these herb, I take the it's called the immortality herb in China. Jiaogulan herb, and also astragalus, and several other things in that combination, and that works for me. I look younger now than I did 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's crazy, guys, but it is true. You know, this sounds nuts, what we're talking about, but it does work. You know, the colloidal silver in and of itself, how I learned about it was my brother's mother-in-law. She had one lung removed from lung cancer, and she ended up with lung cancer in the other lung. So they told her pretty much, you're in stage, and you maybe have a month or two if you're lucky to live. So she said, okay, I'm not going to die, and I'm going to figure out what I need to do. And she started taking herbal supplements, and somebody said to her, try colloidal silver, colloidal water. So she said, okay. So I don't know if she made it or if she bought it, but either way, she lived for another 35 years.
Yeah.
And they gave her less than a month. They said a month, if you're lucky, you might get two, and you're done. And her cancer was in remission, and she ended up dying of pneumonia. She didn't die of cancer. She got sick, got pneumonia, and it overcame her, and she ended up dying in the hospital. So it was basically natural causes, right? It was just pneumonia. So she didn't die of cancer. She was cancer-free for 35 years because of that. Every day she did that, she took herbal supplements and she drank colloidal silver.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, that'll keep you healthy. Yep. And
again, that has a high pH.
Yeah. And the process in that book about spiritual science that I talked about here, that explains how I do it, and it works for me. So that's something to think about.
Absolutely. You know, especially I want to bring up a gentleman that that, and then we can talk about real quick because we only got 10 minutes left. I'm going to talk about the girls over in the Czech Republic.
But
I
wanna, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I want to give a shout out to Marcus Scand. He, and you guys don't know who he is, but he's a gentleman who is in the hospital currently. And this show is dedicated to him. And I'm going to make sure that he hears this show when we air this. Because Augie and I, the reason, the theme of the show is for his sake and anyone out there who has cancer or disease, because the things that we've mentioned here today are tried, tested, and proven outside of the United States that they work, but the United States government and the FDA will not allow you to know about it because the military industrial complex is running the show, and they don't want Americans to be healthy, because if you're sickly, it's easier to keep your mind dumbed down to that of a barbarian. And that's where they've been keeping you for a very, very long time. So Marcus, who the reason that he even came up was he's heard my show, and he heard about the girls in the Czech Republic, which we're going to talk about here in a second, and he wanted to donate money, and he didn't know where to find the link to donate money. So he messaged me and told me his story, and he doesn't know that where I was doing this show with Augie, and we're basically dedicating it to helping assist him in ways that he can try to do these things, so he'll be able to actually cure his cancer and not die. So I'm going to make sure to message him and tell him he needs to hear this show. So Marcus, buddy, you're very strong. I'm proud of you for continuing to keep going and do look these things up that we talked about. And anybody out there who any of you and all of you out there who hear this show, you should think about your choices of the foods you eat and the things that you do, because listen to what Augie said and what I said, and it's all true, and you can look this up. Go down that rabbit hole. Okay, so now the girls over there in the Czech Republic, you know, you want to introduce them to the world?
You go ahead. You've been working with them more than I have, actually. I just kind of I text back and forth with Ilona, mostly. Yeah.
Okay, so guys, if you guys watch my Monday show or even my Friday show, you'll hear me talking about it, but I'll bring it up again here. There's these two girls over in the Czech Republic. It's Ilona and Ivana Podreska, and they have been using channeling to contact this extraterrestrial biological entity that calls themselves Oli. It's a hive mind complex, just like when I do Raw. A hive mind complex, that's a whole entire species who can communicate together as one. And they have been channeling this extraterrestrial biological entity who's in the 12th dimension since 1993, and it's ongoing today. They're still doing this. They do it like once a week or once every other week. They do a session about 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. They just did one that they broadcasted live, and I think they said it was really long. It was like 2 hours or 3 hours, and poor Ivana was exhausted. She's the one that does the channeling, and Ilona is the one who is the support for her, and they're a unit that work together, and only together can they do this. And she's the one that writes everything down and translates it. The reason we bring this up is because she is very behind in her translations, because they have these computers that they're working with. They're not they're not very rich over there. They don't have a lot of money. They don't make a lot of money from doing what they do with the communication. So their computers are like 15 years old, 14 or 15 years old, and they constantly freeze, and they have to reboot them over and over and over again. So Ilona is like 6 months behind in translating all of her stuff into English from Czech. She's been teaching herself for the last year English so that she can actually translate faster. This is how hard it is, because her computer, the translator, she can't get it to work because the computers are old. So what we've done is Augie and I talked her into getting a PayPal account. So she now has a PayPal account, and we'll have the link will be in the description. And when the show goes live, it'll be in the chat. For those of you who hear the podcast, it'll be in the description. Okay, there's a link for her PayPal account that you can, it's set up like a GoFundMe page where you click on that. if you guys can donate some money. Now, when you do it, it'll say that you, they want you to donate in Czech money. Now, know that the exchange rate is like $32 to every one of ours. Okay? So, Augie and I both have dedicated over 1,000 Czech dollars to them each. Okay? And we are trying to get you guys out there in the world to please donate some. You don't have to donate a lot of money. Truthfully, a lot of American dollars. If you do a dollar here or a dollar there, that's all it really takes. Because if we can get 1,000 of you to do a dollar, then they're gonna have, you know, almost 10,000 of their check money, and that's what their goal is. They need about $10,000 in check money to get a computer, because the price over there for a computer is the same as it is over here. It's $1,000 US. So they need to get 10,000 so that it equals about 1,000 US dollars so they can buy a new computer. Because the information that they're giving out from Oli is all the deep dirt secrets on what the military industrial complex of this planet is doing. And they can't stop them. They have agents following these guys, interviewing these guys. They're constantly watching them, okay? But they can't shut them up because we have free will on this planet, okay? So guys, we're just calling for you out there, please. Please help these girls, because if you want to know what's really going on, trust me, I do a show on this, and Augie has talked about it on his show, about these girls and what they talk about. And so far, nobody can prove that this is a hoax or that it's faked or in any way. And I've asked several questions myself, and I've seen questions from astronauts, from other researchers, from CIA agents, generals, in the military, and they are trying to ask questions to trip them up to see if they're real super soldiers asking questions that are you know, to see if they trip them up, and they never do. They give these answers in a way that these two girls don't have the education to even know about. Am I right, Augie?
Absolutely, because a lot of the information coming through is scientifically very technical. And these girls have basic education only. There is no way they could know it. In March, I tested them too, and it worked fine. What they're really getting is information that you very often will not even find in the scientific journals.
Absolutely. I agreed. They gave, in fact, I used this as an example from my show last Monday. I had asked questions about, like, Zachariah Sitchin and the Orion Crusader group, but that wasn't the important stuff. That was important to me, but not the important stuff. One of the people was asking about their ship and where they were located, and they said they were outside of our space. You know, they were up there above the ionosphere, orbiting our planet. And they said that they were actually concerned, and this gets back to what Augie was saying earlier, they're concerned with the lack of oxygen in our plant life on the planet, especially the trees, because what the trees do, what they do for us. Okay, so they're actually using their ship, and they're actually changing the DNA of the plant life on our planet and enriching them all with oxygen. Does that sound familiar to what Augie was talking about this whole hour?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So they couldn't have known that. That's far too technical. They didn't even understand it. And I personally talked to Ilana just about every day. I talked to her earlier today. And Augie talks to her back and forth as well. And she has said to me that when she sends me stuff, what does this mean? Okay, so she doesn't even understand the stuff that her sister, who is, you know, her education is exactly hers. They live in the city over there of Tilk, and they've never left it. They've been there their whole lives. Okay, so they were brought up there, and they still live there. They've gone there, you know, to other places, but they've never moved out of there and stayed away. So these are like simple farm girls, man, right? And they are giving this information that scientists are having a hard time understanding. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're phenomenal information coming through. So that's why I really recommend for people reach into the wall and help them out, because if they can get a better computer so they don't have to start it up and shut it down and start it up about every 15 minutes while they're typing, it's going to save a lot of time, then they can catch up and we can get some more information.
And trust me, it's good stuff, guys. It's everything that, if you guys are out there at all listening that are, you know, conspiracy theorists or UFO buffs, every single thing that you guys think is actually going on is actually going on. And I know this because I've gotten classified information from them. And people say, wait a minute, if it's classified, well, it's only classified because I can't tell you, literally, because the information could be damaging, you know, in a way that you don't want it to be. Okay, so I don't hold back things because they're, you know, well, I'm just protecting the federal government of the United States. No, okay, it's not that at all. If I hold something back, it's because the information, you can't know it yet because you're not ready to know it yet. And that's the only reason I would make that decision. And that is the same decision that comes down from the one, okay, the creator, one creator of the universe, that there's certain things that you don't get to know until you're ready for them. And some people know them because they're ready to handle that information. And there's just some information that our society, let's face it, is just not ready to know, because it could be damaging, right?
Yeah, it's a kind of a fine line there, because a lot of times you can tell people something, they are not ready for the truth.
Yeah, and then they won't hear it anyways. So even if I did tell them, they'd go, yeah. Some of you out there think that we're crazy anyway, right? You guys listen to this, and you'll probably change the channel and not even been here for the hour that we've been on the air. Get rid of these guys, man. I don't know what they're talking about. You're not ready yet. It's okay. I don't look down at people for that. Okay, so we're at that. We're going a little over now, so we'll call it a day. But I want to say really quickly, tell everybody where they can find your book and your websites again. We do this twice, right? At the beginning and at the end. So tell them who you are and where to find your stuff. Okay.
Okay. For the book part of it, the title of the book is Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. Best way to do that, go to Amazon and put my name in it or that title of the book in it. And then go to the site and you can read about all the things that is written about in the book. You don't have to buy it to find out what's in it. You'll see what's in it. And if anything in there trips your trigger, then chances are it could be a good thing. Especially what I'm doing with the, I don't call it anti-aging, because it's not anti anything. It is reversing the aging process, because it's lengthening the telomeres.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. And I even get into, oh God, you guys read it and you'll figure out what's in it. And then on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock in the evening, East Coast time, go to Broadcast Team Alpha and listen. And on YouTube, also under the same name, we go live and we got some interesting shows, as well as Universal Consciousness show on YouTube. We go live there too. We interviewed interesting people. So we hope to see you out there.
Okay. So once again, this has been Orion Rising. I am your host, Leonard O'Neill. Thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you, Augie, for coming on the show and talking about this, because I think this is something that will help a lot of people if we get this knowledge out to them, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, guys. That was the show. I love you guys all. Namaste. Thanks for being here. Like my page. Go to Orion Rising, the page on Facebook, or go to YouTube and look up Orion Rising. And like those pages, subscribe to them, hit the little bell so you guys know when I do a premiere or I go live. You guys will be able to see my new stuff. You know, YouTube, you don't get to see my new stuff or get notified if you don't hit that little bell, okay? That's the way they do it. And the same thing with Facebook. If you don't like the page and hit the little bell, you don't get to be notified when I have something new on the air. All right, guys. Also, my podcast is listened to wherever you listen to a podcast. So if you don't want to go to one of those two places and you want to listen to me while you drive or work or do whatever that you do, you can find me there. And I know that Apple Podcast has my show up, because that's my 70% of my listeners are on Apple Podcast. But it's all around the world, guys. I've been listened to in 60 countries. So thank you guys for being here, and have a great day.
Okay. Take care.